Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic tonight. Attorney General Barr calls out Democrats for condemning the mob violence. Let me take that back. Yeah, they didn't condemn it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Scarborough, MSNBC Scarborough. On election polling, I would not be surprised if this election gets tighter and tighter. Yeah, I think he's remembering what happened in 2016, where Hillary Clinton was guaranteed to win, and then she lost. Well, I want to get into a press conference today that happened, that in this press conference, it's basically, it's being banned, blocked everywhere. I've shared it via Messenger to several people, and it proves how fake this pandemic really is, and want to get into that, so I don't know how long this program is going to last, at least on YouTube, because they'll probably, when they find out I'm talking about that press conference, because I've shared it like 4 times, comes up as, even on Eric Holcomb's page, I've shared it, but it comes up as, why is it's they call it fake, because it's fact, they just got the words backwards. I want to get into also the Spurs, Greg Popovich on Black Lives Matter critics. They're just ignorant. Megha Streisand. Yeah, good old Megha Streisand. Yeah, she's declaring Trump mentally unfit at a Jay Leno Biden fundraiser. Yeah. Megha Streisand. Biden is like mentally retarded. I don't know. I mean, to say that someone that supports Biden can say anything about people being mentally unfit. I mean, Megha Streisand, you're unfit, okay? Seattle Mayor Jenny Dockrin. Federal agents are escalating the violence night after night after night. Yeah. I'll get into that waste of space. I'll get into that medical press conference. House GOP minority leader Kevin McCarthy. I don't know what China has on the Democrats, but must be something fierce because they keep bowing down to China and keep, well, heck, they own half our country. Oh, I want to get into so much. So welcome to the conversation, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. There is the PayPal link because this is not free by any stretch of the imagination. It's like $40 to do this minimum. Not including my time, my effort, my research. And I do this because it does get to me. It does. I don't lie. But I wanna speak while I have a voice. I just wanna go to those kids out there and say, communism will come here. Communism, yes, we will have communism. Yeah. Great, you're gonna have communism, yeah. Everything you think you're going to get with communism is going to be like the night of 2016's elections when, wait a minute, the government told me I was going to get all this stuff. What do you mean? What do you mean rations? What do you mean? I haven't eaten in 2 weeks. What do you mean no food? I just went to the coffee shop to get coffee and they don't even have water. There's nothing. I was guaranteed a literacy program. What do you mean I can't leave my country? What do you mean they're going to tell me what job I have? I don't understand. Oh, I said, where did they come up with that information? Because you're not allowed to study. So where are they coming up with that fake information? Because you can't study. It's highly illegal. You can't test it, study it, do anything. But they know it's deadly and dangerous. but they're not legally allowed to study it.
Yeah.
No, they have studied it since the 60s at the University of Mississippi. But, you know, they want you on a pharmaceutical. They don't want you on an actual medicine. Granted, some of that stuff today, Dad just wants some regular cannabis. I don't want no 5,000 milligram stuff because I'm starting not to know what day it is. I mean, you got to treat cannabis like you do any medication, okay? Let's start on a low dose. If you need to, take a good CBD, like AC Diesel or cotton candy. AC Diesel is really good. Really good, nice medium range CBD, cotton candy, and mix that with that way you don't get the you get the pain relief in the CBD and the THC, but you don't get that, you're able to function. Remember, indica means in the couch, sativa means awake. So, you know, if you want to stay awake and you want to function, Durban Poison is a really good one. You know, if you got nausea, Girl Scout cookies. OG Kush is a good medical one. Northern Lights is really good for sleep. Sam's Clans is good for sleep. Northern Cheese Haze is kind of a nice pain relief and get you going and help you get through the day. It's a 50-50. I mean, but you got to treat it like anything. I got to tell anyone. If you're going to try like one that's going to try to keep you up motivated, like a Durban Poison, like a really good sativa, try it on a day you have off and see how it affects you. Take this at night and see how it affects you. Start small and work, okay? And then, you know, and say, hey, this thing, is there a way to, do they make this? I want to get, I got like muscle pain. You got like it in a cream form? There you go. But yeah, it's just one of those things. People don't want to know the truth. They want to hide the truth. It just makes me sick when there's all this proof of how great cannabis can be. Like that lady that was in Florida. Here's my letter. I got stage 4 cancer of the lungs. I might as well just, you know, whatever. And she goes, and the kids were smoking pot. She decided to join them. She goes, I've never smoked it before. What the heck? What do I got to lose? And after she got done smoking with them, she started to breathe better. And she smoked a couple more times before she went back to the doctor. When she went back to the doctor, her lungs were looking better. The tumor was shrinking and all this. And he goes, whatever you're doing, keep it up. And, you know, I try to get past the stigma that cannabis is bad because I don't care. I support it. You don't? Yeah, you know, I am who I am. Yep. And, you know, I get stuff taken down all the time. Trust me. I fight vigorously to keep my conversation page up. There was a while where I stopped posting for a little bit to try to, because I was getting ready to be taken off and blocked and everything. Trust me, what I do is not, it's sort of a miracle because I fight every day for my freedoms and I speak up while I can because I don't want to be standing in a line for my ration. I'm sick and tired. I don't need no more toothpaste. I want food. That's why I do what I do. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. If you don't know by now who was third place and who was back in the Champions League, Manchester United. That's right, folks. Manchester United. We are back in the Champions League. But we got to spend money this summer. Alex Ferguson was ruthless. And if you're going to be at the top tier and the top club, Juan Mata, you've been a great servant at the club, but you cannot compete at the level we need to win Champions League. We thank you for your service, but it's time for you to either find another club or be grateful for the many years you've been able to play, and you're just not, I mean, if you think you still got it, then you need to find like a French league or an Italian league to where you can compete at. You're not good enough at Manchester United you're a great servant, but you're not at the level. If we want to contend for titles like Alex Ferguson did almost every year, we have to be ruthless and say, Jesse Lingard, I don't have room for you on the bench. Sorry. We need to get ruthless and do what Alex Ferguson did. Like, if Alex Ferguson would not have left when he did in 13, let me tell you something. Wayne Rooney would have been gone that year. He was ruthless. He kept bringing in new talent. And look at David Beckham. He was a great servant to the club. He could have still probably given that, but look at where, but he understood the name of the game. If Liverpool's best players are running a 4-minute mile and my mile is a 10-minute mile because I can't keep up anymore, you should know, okay, you're doing a disservice to the club if you're like, well, I want to stay here. I know I can't keep up. I know I'm not good enough, but no. If you really, truly care about the club, because it's not about one player. It's about the club. It's not about Jesse Lingard. I like Bruno Fernandes. I love Anthony Martial. I love De Gea more than anybody. But it's about the club. It's not one player. If they can't keep up at the pace that we need them to be, they need to move on. My wife always gives me crap. Well, it's not about age. It's about competitiveness. It wouldn't matter if Juan Mata was playing like he is right now when he is 21 years old, then he's not good enough for Manchester United and he needs to go. Period. Age has nothing to do with it. He just can't compete at the top level we need if we want to contend for Champions Leagues. And I just hope we spend money and it's not a, okay, yeah, he's got us back in the Champions League. Yeah, well, we're good now. Yep. We're just going to give him enough to, we're just hoping he can do enough with these people to keep us, you know, third, fourth, second, maybe in Champions League, because we don't want to spend money. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to. You know, but we need to spend money. We need to get a check, because there's talk out there that, like, we're not, like, the Jack Grealish thing is, like, are we going to keep Jesse Lingard? I don't know. I just don't. We need to spend some money. We need to be ruthless. People need to go. I don't care if we get a bag of crisps for Alexis Sanchez. He needs to go. I don't care. He was the biggest waste of money. He needs to go. We'll give him some sour cream and onion crisps. There you go. I don't know. I don't even know if you could give them to somebody. Here, we'll pay to take them. They probably still wouldn't do it. We'll give you £50 to take them. That's where we're at, folks. You know, we need to get, I mean, Juan Mata's been a great servant, but he can't keep up, he can't compete at the level we need to. You know, he was ruthless, he got some players, he got Fellaini out of there. He needs to be like Alex Ferguson was. Yeah, I know you're a great servant, David Beckham, but, you know, bye-bye. And that's what we need, and that's what I think's got to happen. And I hope it will. You know, hey, you've been a great servant, but we need to move on. We need to part ways. If you think you're still competitive, then see if another club would take you. You know, see if we'll help you find another club, whether it's in the championship or like a mid-table club or in Italy or whatever, but, you know. Yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I only got like 2 minutes left, so I want to thank you so much. to tune into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I do have the PayPal link. Remember, I do all this stuff. It's not free. I do tons of research. I fight every day for y'all people because I'm tired of people with knives and rifles and explosive devices, and they're peaceful protesters. But we got to fight, folks. We got to fight. We got a big enemy, and we got to fight him. And we have to fight. We have to stand up. And that's where we're at, folks. And we're making waves. I mean, because look at all those people that were standing up against the establishment. Now they're trying to get people dependent on the establishment again. Because look at all these countries now that people like trying to be dependent on governments and this and that. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Got about a minute and a half left, about a minute 20, but thank you so much. Don't stop fighting. Stand up for what you believe in. Like that kid from Target that had that little Zorro mask. Read the sign. It doesn't say anything about covering my mouth. I got a mask on. I'm complying with what your sign says. And go ahead, call the cops. Go ahead, call the cops. And well, they can't call the cops because they can't do anything because it's a mandate. It's not an actual law. Stand up for what you believe in. If you don't believe in wearing a mask, don't. Remember, the quatrain that's in the tonic water and zinc works like hydroxychloroquine. Write every senator, congressman, everyone in your state and demand that you have access to hydroxychloroquine. It should be over the counter. It is in many other countries. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night, everybody. And God bless you all, and goodbye.